Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. This week I'd like to share with you on the subject of the acid test of discipleship. Maybe you've heard the expression before, well, that's the acid test of whatever. Well, I've entitled this meditation this week, The Acid Test of Discipleship. Well, what does that mean? Well, years ago, gold prospectors and dealers, when prospectors were looking for gold, they needed to be able to distinguish real pure gold from other base metals. Now, pure gold is 24 karat gold by definition, but there are other qualities of gold as well, I'm told. There's a 14 karat gold, there's an 18 karat gold, but those are not pure gold. There are other metals with them. And so as people who were panning for gold, prospecting for gold, and dealers who were dealing in gold needed to be able to find a way to determine whether a find of gold was the real thing, or whether there were other metals in it. And so in the late 18th century, there was an acid test that was developed, and they relied on the ability of nitric acid to dissolve other metals when they found something that looked like gold. And so the find, or whatever was found that appeared to be gold, was tested with the acid test. And if it was pure gold, it would not tarnish and it would not dissolve. All the other base metals that might have been there either tarnished or dissolved, and that was how they determined whether a find or something that they found while panning, whether it was real gold or whether it was not real gold. And so that's where the term or the expression, that's the acid test for that, comes from. Jesus gave us the acid test of discipleship in the Gospel of John, chapter 13. In verse 35 of that chapter, Jesus said these words, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another." There it is. That's the acid test for discipleship with Christ. Are you really a disciple, or do you just say you are a disciple of Christ? Jesus said, there's the acid test. There's some folks that say that they are, but talk is cheap, you know. Anybody can say anything. But the acid test, if you really are a disciple of Christ, Jesus said, you will have love one to another. In the verse before that, Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. The command here that Christ gave us is that we love one another. And of course, as I said, that's what Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Peter, in his writings, also spoke of that same truth. He says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. That's in 1 Peter 1, verse 22. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. And he talks about unfeigned love. Unfeigned is something that's not put on. It's the real thing. So, let's put shoes on these words. We've been talking about that we're to love one another We're to have unfeigned love for one another. We're to love one another with a pure heart fervently. So what does that look like? How is that walked out in our everyday living? That's what I mean. Let's put shoes on those words. How do those things get lived out in our everyday life? You know, we can go to church on Sunday and meet our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We can maybe meet them other places, but, you know, we get together Sunday mornings, we get together, and there we are, and we're all in our smiling faces and our Sunday best, and we look just pretty prime and proper. And maybe things look like they're pretty much in order in our lives, but are they really? Do we really love one another, like these verses say, with a pure heart, fervently? Well, I would like to, tomorrow, take you to 1 Corinthians 13. We call that the love chapter. If you have time between now and tomorrow, you can read that and become a bit familiar with it. We're going to do a little bit of a expository look at that chapter and put shoes on these words. How do we walk out those things? How do we really love one another with a pure heart fervently, not just on Sunday, but every day of the week? How does that get lived out? What does that look like? Well, we'll talk about that more the rest of this week. God bless your day.